Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought I was trying to lose weight, but apparently I'm gaining weight. And now I've got a giant MRSA on my forehead and my hair that looks like I've been in a pool too long. I'm like, I'm the total package, people.
Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Welcome to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We are recording in Gina's living room
again.
This is our new thing. So we just purchased the Rodecaster Pro. I got it on B&H. I'm not trying to plug B&H. Just being honest, that's where I got it. This thing is legit as fuck. So we just plug in. It has a card that goes in it. We press record, and we get to use things like this.
We won't overuse it though and annoy everyone.
So this
we'll save it for special occasions.
This thing has pre-recorded like buttons, so we can do like music. We can do things like that. We can do things like this. You know, when we think we're very funny,
super hilarious.
Oh, I pushed it again. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh. Oops.
They're almost done laughing, guys. We're that funny. I love that it trails off. It trails off too. All right. So today we are going to talk about my experience on 19.4. Mm-hmm. And we are going to talk about this thing that I have on my forehead. So if you guys have either sort of noticed that maybe in my Instagram stories, I haven't necessarily, I've definitely been doing the thing where like you don't see my forehead that much.
Yeah, you've been covering it.
Or I haven't been posting stuff. It's because, what should we talk about first? We do my forehead first and then talk about 19.4?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about your forehead.
Here we go.
Hey, Brooke, what's going on with your forehead?
Well, you know, most people, which I would think are would be correct, thought, Brooke, why? Because we clearly know that you turned yourself into a unicorn. Why'd you saw off that seat on your head?
Why'd you get that,
like how I said, seat
removed.
On your head? I said, too many people were trying to sit on my head. No. Okay. So I woke up one morning. I was in the shower and my forehead was like burning and like itching, like burning. I was like in the shower scrubbing, like scratching my forehead. And I thought, well, I am kind of broken out and I could kind of feel like bumps on my forehead. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of broken out. So it could just be congested. But also, why the fuck was it itching? That's weird.
Right.
I was with you the night before, you and Katie,
right.
Nothing there, nothing bothering me.
I was convinced that you got something from Bocce's butthole.
She was. Okay, so.
Katie's dog. Anyway,
Katie's dog had some weird, like, rash thing and, like, almost like a hot spot. And Gina was convinced, because we were with Bocce that night, that I had got this dog disease on my face, which would have sucked.
It would have sucked.
Also, the reality totally sucks, but this is me, people.
Right.
Looked in the mirror. Had this like little bump, like skin irritation, and literally the direct center of my forehead. And I first thought like, well, I didn't even know what it would have come from. I started trying to think like, did I touch anything? Like the night before,
the day before.
Well, Riggs that night slept right next to my head, like cuddled up.
Oh, like maybe right. Like you thought you had poison oak or something?
Yeah, well, I thought maybe he
farted on your pillow.
When dogs don't give you pink eye, dogs give you skin rashes. I thought maybe he was out like in the bushes peeing or smelling around and there could have been something like a
sure
that would have bothered me because I do have really sensitive skin. And I was a friend of mine, Jordan Feigenbaum, he is a doctor. I had him look at it and he wasn't really super concerned. He's like, honestly, use cortisone, use it for a couple of days. If it doesn't get better or it gets worse, go to the doctor. Like, okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't just bumps. There was like a lump underneath it.
I was swollen.
Yeah.
Like it was really swollen and, which is funny because he said it didn't seem swollen. It was
swollen.
It was a horn.
Like you had maybe like a little knock on your head.
Yeah.
Like a little bump.
Like a, what do they call
it? Like somebody just thumped you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a.
Yeah.
Like if I took a goose spoon egg. And I just went, dunk.
Like a goose egg.
Yeah, like a goose egg.
Like when Tommy hit me in the face and gave me two black eyes.
Just like that.
Use cortisone for a couple of days.
Tommy didn't hit you on the face, like in with anger, this, by
yeah,
the way.
No. Oh, yeah, sorry. It was a game. We'll talk about that game another time. Yeah. Maybe we'll play it.
Yeah, he wasn't beating you or anything.
No.
Yeah, we don't want him to look bad.
Nope. No. I wanted to be tough.
Yeah.
I wanted to look
Do
tough.
It.
Use the cortisone. I see Gina every day. She even noticed. It seems like it's getting a little bit better because it was scabbing over.
Right.
Because it looked like little, like, almost like it was like, blistered a little bit, but it never like blistered. It didn't like turn into anything like
it
that.
Almost though, it wasn't even just like one big one. It was like a bunch of tiny little ones.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, it was gross looking.
It is gross. I used cortisone. Seemed like it was possibly getting better because it looked like it was like scabbing up a little bit, and
right.
You're like, well, it's scabbing, so it could be getting better. Not getting better. My friend of mine said it could be poison oak. I'm like, well, how the fuck would I get it in the one
just
spot?
Right. Yeah.
Like I wasn't outside, like acting like a dog. So I started trying to think about like, where could I have got something? Like whatever it is, like where could I have got something? Well, here's the only pretty logical thing. Gym owners, clean your floors. Okay. And it could have even been like someone tracked something in. If it was poison oak, could have been on their shoe, could have been anything.
Right.
I've never had poison oak, by the way. So the day before I woke up with it, I did 19.3 and my coach had asked me to like follow some of these cool down routines and I'm not like the best like warmer upper or cooler downer. So I'm like, I'm going to do this because I'm broken.
Right.
You lay on your belly and you kind of move your arms kind of like a snowflake, like you're building a snowflake,
mm-hmm.
building one,
building
doing one.
Yeah. Making a snow angel.
Snow angel. And my neck was really tight. And if you guys don't know, I have a fused neck. So I like just rested my forehead on the ground for like a second. Like I didn't do that many of them. And even when I touched my face to the ground, I was like, I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't.
So I didn't like do it anymore.
Right.
That's literally the only thing I could think of because I was holding such a good position that I literally just touched the center of my forehead with like a very neutral spine and then didn't do it again. And I for sure didn't like wash my face as soon as I left the gym or go right. in the bathroom. And that's what I'm thinking it was. So I finally went to the doctor. Everyone's like, get to the fucking story.
Yeah. What is it?
I went
it?
To the doctor because it wasn't getting better. And it's really, one, it's really irritating. It doesn't bother me all the time, but every once in a while it'll get like almost like a sharp burn feel, or it doesn't itch so much that I want to scratch it. It's just more so like, I almost like need to like pat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Went to the doctor. They took photos of it. They have a camera, by the way, that's a microscope camera.
Oh, that's cool.
So they took took photos from all different angles. We wiped it off because I wasn't wearing a lot of makeup, but I was putting a little bit of powder on just because.
Well, it's embarrassing. You have a freaking bullet hole in the middle of your forehead. It's literally, somebody shot you in the forehead.
I have a target.
Bullseye.
And then he used the microscope one. He goes, okay, this is going to touch you, actually. I was like, okay. So he puts it all the way up on my forehead, takes a photo, and he's like, you want to see it? And I was actually really nervous. I'm like, I don't want to know really how gross it is.
Yeah, like I feel like there's like little things moving around in it or something. Sorry.
You know what's funny though? It's like I kind of was scared for the same thing because when we talk about eyelashes, and if I was like to look at your eyelashes under a microscope, there's things living
little
on
mites.
Those. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
But it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
So he showed me the photo and it definitely looked like it was almost weird to like think of it as like a rash because that up close, there wasn't like bumps. There wasn't like, it all kind of looked the same, but it definitely looked like it was.
Was it like yellow or anything?
A little bit on the yellow side, but it sounds really weird, but like almost like not deteriorating, but it just like had spread to as white, as big as it was.
Yeah.
And it looked.
It was eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they sent off the photos. They're like, they would give me a call literally the next day. They said the dermatologist will look at it. If they feel like your doctor can handle it, then we'll just probably prescribe something or whatever. If they don't, then they'll want to see it in person. They will call you. We'll schedule an appointment to go to the dermatologist and get it looked at. So I got a phone call the next day.
What was it?
They still don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I have a theory, by the way. I'm going to tell what my theory was after. Okay, go.
Okay.
Go. Sorry, I'm going to let you finish.
Also, just, I've like had really, really high stress. So I didn't know if it could have been something like that too, because like stress is manifesting in my body in different ways, usually in my stomach. But I'm like, oh, it could come out on my forehead, Why not make your life worse? Hey, guys. Hey, Brooke, you're stressed? Hey, life is hard? Hey, let's have everyone now instead of, now they're going to look at you and laugh.
Right. You did not push the button.
I did.
That's going to be...
So they call me. They're like, all right, the doctor wants to swab it. And they're going to swab it for, and I'm like, well, what is it? And they don't really, it's not the doctor, so they can't like guess what it is or tell me what it is. They said, and we have a prescription for you. So I'd been using cortisone. When I went and had it looked at, they said, stop using that because it could actually irritate it more.
Oh, okay.
So I stopped using it. I was just trying to keep it clean. Went in, they swabbed it, which hurt like a mother, by the way. Swabbed it for two things.
What? Go.
Swabbed it for herpes.
Oh, sweet.
And swabbed it for MRSA, which is like a really bad staph
infection.
Staph infection, because they said, I actually had to look up this. I Googled it. I guess it's bad because a lot of medicines, can't treat it. Like, right. It's like its defense is
very resistant.
Yes. So what's funny is like she tells me what she's going to swab it for. And I was like, oh my God, I hope it's MRSA.
You'd rather have MRSA than herpes?
At the time.
I mean, it's almost like a cold sore coming out.
On my forehead.
Like, it's not like you have like the Simplex that's on your vagina. Like,
well, no, yes. But
I mean, we all have
saying,
like something
right?
in our system.
Well, that makes me wonder like who has herpes either like where they've been sitting. Like maybe someone sat on the floor right there.
Well, there's like a Simplex 1 and Simplex 2. Like you should have it like figure out which one it is. If it's the vagina one, you definitely sat somewhere. Or you put your forehead on somewhere that somebody sat.
Oh my God. So
naked.
As no.
I would have been naked.
It was sick. Or just like
someone's
really
just having sex on the gym floor.
Just wet.
Oh God, gross. I don't think that's what herpes does.
I'm saying if someone was like really sweaty.
Oh yeah. There's a sore
Anyways,
transfer.
As the nurse is looking at it though, she's like up close and swabbing it. She said, she goes, honestly, it looks like MRSA. So at the time, I didn't know how like how extreme that is.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
So to me, I was
died
like,
from it.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, Gina. No, sorry. No, you're fine.
We're going to have to cut cut your head off.
We'll just cut your forehead off.
Just take a chunk out.
Yeah.
I will wear a hat forever.
You'll just wear a wig like really low. So you don't really have a forehead.
No hairline. Yeah, really just tight a really hairline. Low hairline. So she's like, okay, keep it clean. They gave me this steroid, has an antibiotic and a steroid in it. And she told me, she's like, it's an amazing cream. It should work really fast. And honestly, I've only put it on, you put it on 3 times a day. I've put it on 4 times so far, uh-huh. 4 or 5 times. And it already looks better.
Well, it's, like, I can tell it's not even as swollen.
I have a Band-Aid on it. So I have to keep it covered. Because I asked her that too.
Because it can spread.
Yeah. Well, she said, she's like, has it gotten any bigger? And I was like, no.
Huh.
So I think it looks like when you look at it, it looks like it may have spread out a little bit, especially as like the welt kind of went away.
Went down.
But I have been trying to not touch it. I've been trying to not like.
Yeah, which is hard for you.
I know.
You're a little bit of a picker.
Yeah. But yeah. I didn't want to touch it for one because I'm like.
Well, now you know it's going to spread all over you.
Like one fucked up eye.
What's crazy is remember when I came to breakfast and I was like, oh, your poor boo-boo. And I went to kiss it.
And I was like, no.
Thank God I kissed the side of it. I probably would just. Been losing my lips right now. Just full staff all over my lips.
But she's like, keep it clean, use the cream, Band-Aid, and keep it out of the sun. So now I have a hat on all the time, just to keep, because now we have sun here in Santa Cruz. Thank God.
I know,
God.
It's gorgeous out.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. It is getting better though, which is nice and little embarrassing. And what's even more funny, we're going to take a break real quick, but I'm like in the process of fading my hair out. So everyone, I've been asked, like, have you just changed? You keep changing the color of your hair? And I'm like, well, no. I started with purple and now I have aqua.
I just got to fade it out.
Yeah, I'm getting my hair done this week. So trying to get rid of my hair. But I was like, cool. I have gnarly cramps right now. And I'm waiting to get my period. My boobs hurt. My nipples hurt. Everyone's like, are you pregnant? No, that's just how intense my periods have gotten. And I'm like, that? I'm bloated. I'm like...
Thought I was
trying to lose weight, but apparently I'm gaining weight. And now I've got a giant MRSA on my forehead and my hair that looks like I've been in a pool too long. I'm like, I'm the total package, people.
You're just killing it at life right
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. I'll have a little bit more information. Funny story about my MRSA forehead. And I guess I can't call it MRSA yet because we don't really know what it is.
We don't know. Could be herpes. I'll probably get a
I mean,
phone neither
call.
One sound very good.
Neither shitty.
One are good.
Everyone's like, damn, better you than me. Gina's like, oh, better you than me. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back
from the break. I'm going to take a drink of this cider. If you guys haven't tried Golden State Cider,
you're so good.
You're messing up. All right. What I was going to say about my MRSA forehead is like, this is when I realized how bad it really could be.
My MRSA forehead.
Yeah. Well, what was... Katie was calling. She's like, it kind of looks like it might turn into a boil. I was like, oh, God.
Stop saying that. He just kept telling her, stop saying that.
She Venmoed me for breakfast and it said for your boil. I was like, oh. I went to the gym. I hadn't seen Tommy. And Tommy does jujitsu. Mm-hmm. And people get like staff from jujitsu mats and gyms all the time. Get
Yeah. It's kind of rampant. Hospitals. Yeah.
My first time getting staff infection on my forehead. Yeah.
Right. That's why you always wash your hands when you leave.
I've got a Band-Aid on and he's like, what happened? I was like, oh. And so I tell him the story. I won't bore you guys with the entire story again. And I said, yeah. So they swabbed it for two things, but they think that it's MRSA. And he was like, oh my God, shouldn't you be quarantined? And I was like, wait, what? This is like before I Googled it. He's like, yeah, that's really bad. And then he continues, name some professional football player that he's like, it ended his career. He had it in his foot. And I was like,
oh my God.
I'm like, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah. Well, that's why you caught it early.
He basically said it's because one, he's like, oh, well on your foot though, it's really hard to treat. Mm-hmm. And if he's like on his feet all the time, you're just re-injuring it and opening it over and over again. So that would make sense that it would probably, you know, could get really bad.
You're fine. You're gonna be just fine.
Anyways, I guess if you guys see me next time, I might be talking out of my throat because my forehead will be gone because they've just cut it off. Just sliced it off.
Why would cutting your forehead off mean you're talking out your throat?
I'm so dumb.
Are they gonna sew up your mouth?
That's true. I was first gonna say, oh, they would cut my head off. But then I was like, oh wait, no, I still need eyes. I'm so dumb.
I'm like, wait a minute, why would you need both? Okay. Oh, you're so funny.
Anyways, we'll get back to you on what it possibly is. But yeah.
Well, so I thought.
Oh yeah, what was
I watched this movie. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure some of you have like watched it, but it's like an old movie. It's about this guy, he's like a voodoo guy. I remember I was telling you, and he does like a little voodoo spell over the girl's like compact, and she's using her makeup. And then she puts her makeup on, and then later she like has like all these bumps
and then spiders
come out of it.
No,
and
I do remember that.
Crawl all over her. So when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh
no, but
it looks like those little spider babies inside of your head.
You, oh, I'm getting this is how much Gene and I are the exact same person. When I was in the shower, I thought that, like, as I'm touching my forehead and I'm like itching it, I was like,
I really
hope. I mean, but what if?
I know.
Like, you know, like it might not be that, but it fucking could be like that.
Well, yeah, because somebody said, oh, it looks like a spider bite or something. And I was like, oh, looks like eggs. Oh, I know. We need to move on from this topic.
That's so disgusting. But could happen. Mm-hmm. Good thing I have you.
Yeah. I'd just swat them all off for you.
Oh, got a new one. Oh, got to kill them as they
smash
kill them as they come out.
I got you.
Sick.
Spraying you with Raid. I'm just kidding.
You know how you'd really do it? So grab a lighter and then spray with Raid.
Just blowtorch you.
We would just try to cover everything except for my forehead and just let it take all your hair off. Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
We are going to move on. Okay. Yeah. So 19.4.
How'd that go?
Those of you guys that don't follow CrossFit, it's the fourth week of the CrossFit Open. Those of you that do follow CrossFit or you don't, I am not signed up for the Open. I did not plan on doing the Open. My coach wants me to do it. He literally texts me and says, all right, so what's your schedule for the Open? And I text him back and said, I'm not doing it. He texts me back and goes, how's Friday?
I'll be there.
Not doing it, coach. And he's like, bro, you don't have to sign up. I just want you to do it to kind of get you back into competition mode. Because yes, people, I'm not out of competition. Some people were like, oh, are you retired? No.
No.
No, I just can't, like in recovery, I can't go 0 to 100. You know what I mean? Like it's
a slow road.
It's a slow road. And I finally sleep with no pain in my shoulders. And so I want to maintain that. And it's got to be, I got to be patient.
Oh, did you hear my stomach growl?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was listening to you.
It's okay.
Tell me more. So how did it go?
It went really well. 19.4 was, you have a 12-minute time cap. The first half of the workout is, so it's four time, but you're capped at 12 minutes. It's three rounds of 10 snatches, mm-hmm. women 65 pounds, and 12 bar-facing burpees. Three rounds of that. When you're done, you have to take a mandatory rest of 3 minutes. So you want to go fast because you want to have as much time as possible for the second half.
Right.
Did that in the middle of it. Oh, wait, sorry. Second half of the workout, three rounds of
10
bar muscle ups, right. 12 bar facing burpees. I ended up getting 6 bar muscle ups in the third round. So it went pretty well for me.
That's awesome.
I mean, well for me, like yes. I, in the past would have been really good for me because bar muscle ups were really good for me. But now that's only like the second time I've done them.
Right.
In like a workout. So just capacity is a slow, it'll come back, but it'll take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the first half. I am, well, actually we'll rewind. So I'm on my period.
So there's that.
So I'm on my period and,
you decided to start
Women History Month. We've had periods forever.
We've come a long way.
Used to not use anything and now we have all kinds of stuff and tampons and pads, like giant pads and panty liners and some for thongs and some for granny panties. And now we have a thing called a Diva Cup. Which we've found very disgusting. Like Gina really finds it disgusting.
Some people really love it.
Yeah.
Like really love it and swear by it.
Okay.
Thank God I don't have a period anymore.
Yeah, you lucky bitch.
I don't know if I would do it.
Dude, my periods are rough. God, mine's way rough. Mm-hmm. So bad. Like thanks mom. This is from my mom. Thanks mom for my nipples are hard all the time. You guys know that. And if you don't, well, there you go. But when I'm around my period and like, let's say I'm like working out or maybe it's really cold. My nipples get so hard that I swear to God, they literally are suicidal, like my hair, and they're like, I'm gonna end it. And they're just gonna like, jump off. Like they feel like they're literally going to pop off my chest. They hurt so bad. Right. I'll be driving in the car and I'll fully take my top off because anything like touching rubbing. My chest is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, periods got really rough, especially after I got the IUD. I got the copper wire IUD. I don't do hormones, can't do them. Back right before I went to film Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it for a while now. They did warn me that the copper wire can make your periods a lot worse, all your symptoms a lot worse. So things you already experience, you'll experience them, but more. And I wasn't necessarily worried about it because I never bled for a lot. My periods were always pretty short. So I wasn't going into it with intense cycles.
Right.
And it was gnarly. Like, and I've talked to you guys about it. I think our first episode was about my menstrual cycle. It's like the Red Wedding. If you guys are Game of Thrones fans, just think bloody. Okay. And still now, like sometimes I can have a month where it's not that bad. Right. It might be really rough, like leading up to it, like symptoms that you get. And then once I have it, I'm okay. Other times I could gain 6 to 10 pounds.
You do not.
I've gained for sure like five pounds from my period.
And then it goes right away.
I mean, it takes a little bit of time, but it like evens out.
Right.
So what started to happen this, like just lately, and why I even started to think like, Katie, you might be on to something.
Our friend so Katie
is a huge supporter of the Diva Cup. And me and Gina have been like, you're disgusting. Like, that's weird. Right.
It's just
like,
it does sound
you put the cup in, you take it out, you pour it out. And so I'm like, oh, honestly, I was getting to a point where I was like, okay, less waste.
Sure.
Like I'm not going to have so many, you don't have this problem, but like right. I'm not going to be using tampons.
Well, yeah, but
like,
I did for years. Sure.
You can't flush tampons. Like if you're at someone's house, it's not your house. Like
you got to wrap that sucker like a little dead rat, put it in the trash.
Definitely someone on their period. And then you have the thought goes through my head. Like what if they don't take their trash out all the time? Like that's going to start to stink.
That's what you think.
Literally have thought that. And then I That's feel
very
bad.
Thoughtful.
It's almost like I do.
So then I tuck it in my purse and I take it with me.
I have actually waited to throw it away because I've been really nervous.
Okay. Excuse me, where's your trash can?
You want me to take your trash out?
Yeah.
Is it trash day? I'll take the trash out. So I started thinking, okay, a little bit more attractive just in that sense because I already now was like needing more tampons than I did in the past, like needing to change it more times a day.
Sure.
It got to where I will literally bleed out in the middle of the night. So like some women are like, oh yeah, I wear a pad. And I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to wear a pad because what if I'm trying to get frisky in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Wait, let me put my, you have to take your tampon out too, but still like a little mouse tail is still sexier than a fucking pad.
Just a diaper.
Oh, and no offense if you guys are like, I wear pads. That's yeah. on you. This is just, it's a personal thing.
Okay? Or if you like don't have sex on your period.
Yeah.
Also. Totally fine.
I almost think like, I remember when I was little and my sisters, I'm the youngest of four, and I spent a lot of time with my mom, my aunt. And I remember going to my aunt's house, my aunt and grandma's house, and I hope my aunt listens to this, finding like pads, but like the big ones. Like diaper pads. And thinking like, that probably scarred me. It's probably why I never wanted to wear pads.
Oh my God. You just seriously brought up a memory for me. My mom had like one of those little trash cans that basically, I don't know. It was like one of those tiny ones. Like I used to always think, why don't you get a bigger trash can for your bathroom?
Yeah.
So it was always full, but on her period, like it was a giant pad wrapped in toilet paper. And they would just be like, literally it was so small, the trash can, that you could probably fit like three pads in it. And it was like overflowing. And it was like, I just remember going in her bathroom and like, smells weird in here.
Right. It's like rotten iron.
Like, I don't want to sit in my own blood.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
So there was that. It's very frustrating. Like it's happened to me when I'm like on the road working. I'm in a hotel and it's like, you wake up in the morning. And it's like, motherfucker. Like, I'm trying to get this stuff done. Now I got to deal with this. On top of that, I'm bloated. On top of that, I've got gnarly cramps. Like right. My uterus is swollen. Like everything, being a woman's awesome. Yeah. So I was like, you know, I think I want to try it. And I talked to Katie about it. We got some girls at our gym that use it and they love it. I got one.
So
yesterday was the first time that I like wore it all day.
Right.
I was pretty excited about it. Like I probably should have like researched like if there's different types or sizes or like for different types of people or activities or whatever.
Cause it's just like a rubber cup.
It's
right?
a silicone cup. I actually have it in my backpack.
Do you twist it and then it pops open?
No. So it's a silicone cup and at the very bottom it has like a little stem.
Okay.
You fold one side in so it kind of comes to like a little bit of a point so you can put it in. And right. once it goes in, it opens up and it almost like kind of suctions in there because it opens. So it's sealing it off, right? Okay. So it's going to fill up with blood and you pull it out. Okay.
How often are you supposed to take it out?
Well, I don't really know. Oh. For me, it's different than everyone else. I'm going to tell you why. And I experienced this and I learned it in 19.4. It said on it, it's good for like 12 hours. I'm like, fuck yeah.
12 hours?
Yeah, I'm like, perfect for bedtime.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the only time I can wear it.
Right.
Here's why. Just like I said, like with a tampon in, if I laugh too hard, I can push it out. I have a very strong pelvic floor.
I have a very strong pelvic floor, and I just tend to shoot tampons out.
I've done it in the middle of a squat session, by the way. I've been in the middle of a heavy squat and I've stood up and been like, oh, gotta go to the bathroom because I'm pushing a tampon out.
Right.
It's weird. 19.4. I'm using my Diva cup. Pretty excited about it. I've got it in there. You can't, everyone's like, oh, can you feel it in there? No, you can't feel it in there. Okay. It's in there. Cool. In the middle of the first part of the workout, I can feel myself like almost like I'm leaking right? Like there's blood. It's like no different, like if you're like a tampon and you're like, oh, it feels a little bit like I probably should go change my tampon. I had really dark purple pants on and I did the first half in 3:48. I immediately, like, Gina's right there, the boys are all there watching, and I just my rest starts and I just start walking.
You made a beeline for the bathroom.
To the bathroom. And I can see them being like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Well, I thought you'd ripped your hands, maybe.
And I look
something.
At her and I was just like wanting to like tell her like, my Diva cup's coming out or whatever. But I couldn't say anything and I only have 3 minutes of rest.
Right.
So I run into the bathroom. Well, prior to that, I may have like touched my crotch, my vagina, and looked at my hand, not even in my pants. And there was blood on my hand. Everyone's like, you're disgusting. Well, that's life, people. Women history month.
Everyone's done it.
Go to the bathroom. Pull my pants down.
You've leaked.
Bloody. Okay? I'm like, oh, fuck. I have 3 minutes to handle this.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to. I literally thought to myself, you know what? I got to deal with it. I'm going to deal with it later.
Right.
So I just like wash my hand, go back out there.
No. What happened?
No, that happened after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to pop it out and pop back
in. Oh, okay. So you did the rest of the workout with it.
Just so you know, too, like this, I've only put it in. I hadn't taken it out yet.
Okay.
This is like the first time.
When you told me, I thought it was during that break.
No,
okay, sorry.
It was after.
Finish the story.
Go back out. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm bleeding, my pants are already bloody.
Yeah.
So I just hope that every time I do a burpee, it's not leaving a splatter mark on the ground.
Gross.
So I go back out. I do the second portion. As soon as I'm done, I'm like, all right, time to figure this situation out. Go into the bathroom. I pull my pants down. Everyone's like, Jesus, get on the toilet. And I'm like, all right, now I got to figure out how to pull this thing out. Like, I've never pulled it out before. So it has like a little stem on the bottom and it's like rigid so you can like grab it. I'm trying to pull it out. Might I add, it's like suctioned in there and I've just been working out. So all of my core muscles, everything are pretty engaged and I'm like pulling it and it basically shoots out into the toilet. Like there's no way. And then I start thinking like, how the fuck am I supposed to do this on the regular? It's not just this easy, like, oh, you just pull it out and pour it in the toilet and shove it back in. No.
I love that it fell into the toilet.
Straight into the toilet. Not only that, am I already so bloody? The toilet's full of
oh,
blood.
Oh, my God, you got to fish it out.
I'm like, I kept looking for it, like, thinking, God. Like, oh, it's going to float. Nope. They don't float, people. All the way to the bottom of the toilet. I have to reach in, grab it out.
That's so gross.
It's so disgusting. And at least it's my own blood.
I know, yeah.
Rinse it off. And I'm like, wow, this is like way more difficult than I thought it would be. Like, I thought it would make my life easier. This is not easier. I'm now walking, at least with a tampon in. It's like,
I can just pull it out, pop another one in.
Well, and it's like, I know I have to change them more often.
Right.
But I'm not thinking about like, have I squozed my abdomen, like my core too strong, like too much? And it's like,
you collapsed it.
I've messed it up. Like I just put it in, but I could already be getting blood everywhere.
I just crushed this Diva cup with my vagina. Yeah.
So it pops out, like shoots. I got to get it out of the toilet. I'm like this, it's getting worse and worse. Pants at my ankles. I'm over at the sink, like washing it off, washing my hands, getting soap, washing my Diva cup. Cause I'm going to put it back in. I don't want to like, you know.
Well, yeah, you can't throw it back in there after spending it in a public toilet.
No, it's like if like a child
already have MRSA
pacifier
on your forehead. God.
It's like if a child's pacifier lands in the ground. Like, have you ever seen a mom just like put it in her mouth?
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, that's a
bad
idea.
You know, kudos to you moms that are willing to do that. I would never.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So, girls are going to like understand this. Standing at the sink, washing it out, and I've got blood running down my legs.
Oh my God.
It like could not get any worse. I'm in the bathroom like, well, fuck. Okay.
I hope I locked the door.
Yeah. Straight up. Can you imagine like opening it and I'm like pants at my ankles, like
blood,
turned around, blood
your
all
Diva
over
cup
my,
out
everywhere. The toilet, haven't even flushed the toilet yet. There's blood in the toilet. Oh my God. So, and all I'm thinking too, guys, is I'm like, I'm going to have to talk about this on my podcast.
I know you did. You came out and you're like, well, got some material.
Thing got a little bit more interesting.
You know what I think about with the Diva Cup too?
I put it back in.
Is like those people that have the really long nails. I mean, how far do you have to reach up in there?
Well, here's what I'm wondering, and I'm gonna research it a bit more, you guys.
Did
maybe
you put it up too
it
far?
No, like it doesn't like go up too far. But what happened? Because like the stem doesn't stick out of your vagina. It's
right,
like right inside. But you can easily just grab it.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm thinking is because when you pull it out. It's like suctioned.
Does it hurt though?
No, but it's like, and you only have this little stem and my nerve.
Are you supposed to pinch it maybe?
That's what I thought too.
To
but they
suction it?
But the cup is like further in there. So I'm like, I'd really have to reach up in there to pinch it.
Yeah, we're going to have to research that.
So I'm going to try it a little bit longer, but I thought to myself, because what was happening? Oh my God, my coach is calling. That's funny. Talk to you later, Nick. I thought, okay, well, it's really actually difficult for me to pull it out. Plus, you guys, I have nerve damage. So, like, my grip and stuff and my hands don't work that great anymore from my spine stuff.
You're having to call someone in to pull
Can
your
you pull
Diva
this
cup
Diva
out.
Cup out? No. So, I was thinking, well, you know, for sure, if I'm, like, flexing and I'm working out and all that type of stuff, it could potentially pull it further in because it's really hard to push it out. But because what was happening is, like, even when I went to grab it, I love that I'm, like, the camera. I went to grab it. the stem wasn't just sticking straight out. It was almost like kind of had gone up and a little bit further and was a little bit tilted.
Oh.
And I remembered someone had said at the gym, like, oh, I can't wear those because my uterus is...
Probably there.
It was a different like position.
Tilted or something.
So I'm like, maybe I need to ask like my OBG...
Well, it doesn't go into your uterus.
Not my uterus. Sorry, like but your, their vagina, their, yeah, their vagina was like shaped different like where like that doesn't something. Really work. And I'm right. like, I wonder if that's maybe my problem or if every time I'm like training, if all that is flexing, it's definitely going to put pressure in that area.
Right.
Right. So I wore it, but then for the rest of the day, I was like nervous that like...
Was it fine the rest of the day?
We went up to the winery and it kind of happened again. I remember I was laughing. I was laughing and I was like, we were getting in the car and I was like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
I got to crush it again by laughing. This thing.
So yeah, it's like, it's hard for me to even know like how much I could, like how long you could wear it because it's like a cup. So it fills up.
Right.
But it's like, if I'm constantly going to be nervous that like, if it gets shifted or I like, you know, am training or something like that, it's going to move.
Right.
It's not going to work for me, which kind of bummed me out because I was really hoping that something like that, it would just be better for me.
Well, maybe you can just do it for nighttime. It'll still cut down.
I mean, my sheet, washing my sheets.
Well, yeah, that too.
But yeah.
So, man, it looking like a murder scene.
Yeah. Dexter, straight Dexter up in here. Just need to lay down some plastic, sleep on this, like laying on like grandma's couch.
Like those plastic things, like yes. When you have like a bed wetter.
Yeah, when your kids pee the bed.
Oh my God, I peed the bed till I was 12.
Really?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. For all you bed wetters out there, I get it. God, man, I just wouldn't wake up. I'd have that dream of like being on the toilet and peeing and I would pee the bed.
Oh man.
And I hate to admit it, but I've definitely done it as an adult. I mean, I'm not peeing the bed all the time, but it has definitely happened. Like I could count on one hand.
How many times happened?
Since I was 12, probably pissing the bed. I don't know. It's just like, I wouldn't wake up. And like now, like sometimes I'll have the dream of like, I'm sitting on the toilet and I'll like wake up and I'm like, I catch myself. But there've definitely been times when I'm just like,
I'd love to just let it go.
Peeing, and I wake up and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm a grown ass woman. I just pissed my bed.
Hey, but at least it's your bed.
Yeah, it's true. But
I had a friend in college that she was dating a guy. They're married now, but she was sleeping over and no, he was at her house and she peed the bed. And she said she like woke up. It was so funny because she woke up and was just like immediately like stressed and like mad and just like made him leave the room. And like she's
like, what's wrong?
Get out. And he laughs like it took her a while to like tell him what happened. And he kind of already knew what happened.
Well,
like,
yeah.
He didn't want to like say anything.
That's so embarrassing. Oh my God. I was like the kid that went to camp that like my sleeping bag was hung over the railing because I'd pissed my sleeping bag.
Oh my God.
You know, it's terrible. Thank
All
God
right, guys.
None of my kids were bedwetters.
Well.
It's for another show.
I'm going to hear from the doctor hopefully tomorrow. Have more information for you. And I am going to research the Diva Cup. I feel like there's different brands. I'm going to try maybe a different one. I'm going to go to the, what are the, like, when, if you go to like a website and someone can like ask a question and people will like answer it.
Message board?
Yeah. Something like that. See if some other people have had that problem.
Oh, yeah.
And if I can figure it out, I will. If it's a matter of trying a different brand, I will. If not, tampons.
If our listeners have any advice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or your experience.
Yeah. Leave a comment.
Please.
Hey, so thanks for watching and listening. We are super pumped on our new podcast equipment.
We are.
And we're going to.
Still trying to figure out how to hold this thing.
We're going to move this into my new office. We're going to have a new office very soon. I'm going to start moving all that. And then Brooke and Gina is going to have a sick ass office. It's going to be great. So remember to rate, review, subscribe.
Five-star rating.
And
thanks for sitting and listening to us again.
Yeah, we love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully
done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.